This is Faith Matters in Maine, provided by the Christian Civic League of Maine, challenging believers to be worshipers and witnesses in every area of their lives. Here's your host, Carol Conley.
Thank you for tuning in to Faith Matters in Maine, and we would encourage you to go to cclmaine.org to look at all our resources right now. We, pastors and other folks involved in ministries, go to our coronavirus resources to see the latest updates and changes that are coming from the governor's office and emergency orders. And then also we would recommend that you go to the voter resources, as you will see information as it's becoming available with candidates that are filling out our surveys, the voting records of incumbents in the last legislative session, and a lot of information that we think will be very informative to you as we prepare to get our voter guides ready for distribution probably sometime around the last week of September. So be praying for us, praying that God would provide the resources so that we can keep you informed and just prepare for these very, very important elections. Well, we have a friend of the ministry, Andrew Beckwith, who is executive director of the Massachusetts Family Institute. We've had Andrew several times. Andrew, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Always happy to be on with you, Carol.
Our neighbor to the south. Andrew, how long have you been executive director? You took over for Chris Mino down there in the Bay State.
It's been over 6 years now.
Hard to believe. And Andrew and his family are just up here, by the way, enjoying God's country for the around 4th of July weekend with us. And we just appreciate working with you. Andrew, you know, we were just saying off air before we started recording that, you know, there's certain focuses and flare-ups going around on our country that concern us. And I know that you get phone calls like I do, some parent that just, you know, doesn't have maybe the option to homeschool, or if you don't have their children in public school for whatever reason, and their children have come home with curriculum, or they've heard about the comprehensive sex education that's going on in their district, and they call you and say, you know, what can I do about this? You're doing something about it. You're helping those parents. So let's talk about the email that I just got from you talking about the Protect Children Coalition and an event that you guys are doing. So I know that was very general, but what precipitated the Protect Children Coalition and who's part of it?
Sure, Carol. So very excited about this event on Wednesday, August 12th. The Protect Children Coalition is made up of part of groups like Alliance Defending Freedom, the Heritage Foundation, Family Watch International, Family Research Council, Massachusetts Family Institute Modernization, Family Policy Alliance, and also the California Family Council. So just a great group of activists and experts on the family. And specifically, we're concerned here about children and what children are being exposed to in the public schools. Like you mentioned, I routinely would get phone calls from parents, usually after the fact, just distraught at what they've discovered their children have been exposed to in the public schools, typically under the guise of, quote, comprehensive sex education. So that's been an ongoing battle, usually fought out at the local level, sometimes at the state house. And we've sought to educate and equip parents on what is going on, first of all, what the agenda is, what the materials are, and then how they can fight back. So that's a strategy we're trying to kind of help to nationalize. So that there are groups in every state that can support parents that are really focused specifically on this issue, because it is a big deal, and it's one that really applies to every child in public school, K through 12. Mm. So we saw a couple of years ago out in California, a group called Informed Parents of California, a Facebook group initially, just kind of sprung out of nowhere and surged over 40,000, I think, Facebook group members. And they were laser focused on what's going on in the schools with sex ed and how to protect their kids. And so they would do rallies, they would testify at the state house, they would go to local school boards, you know, in large numbers. I mean, that's a key. Parents often feel alone and just overwhelmed and intimidated. It's hard to speak up when you're all by yourself at a school committee meeting. But if you get, you know, a posse of other parents with you, that can be a game changer. But you have to kind of know what you're talking about, because the cynical education bureaucrats and the Planned Parenthood activists, they have a lot of lingo and jargon, and they have research papers they throw around. And so I've seen them kind of trying to intimidate parents with this. So what we're doing on Wednesday, August 12th, is hosting a Protect Children in Education virtual summit. And this is designed for people who are already activists, but really for just parents who know, I want to know more about what's going on in general in this area of sex education, because it's going to be affecting my kid if they're in public school. And what can I do about it? So that's the goal of this summit. And we've got some great speakers, Mike Ferris, former head of HSLDA, founder of Patrick Henry College, and now CEO of Alliance Defending Freedom. So he's going to be introducing it. Then we've got Ryan Anderson is going to be speaking on what's going on at the federal level. I'll be speaking about what's going on at the state level in Massachusetts, which is very similar to what's happening in other states. Part of what prompted this large gathering of parents in California was the California passed legislation that would really sort of dictate at the state level what sex ed curricula is being used. So parents got a hold of that curricula, and when they found what was inside of it, they were just outraged and they started posting about it. And we actually started doing the same thing in Massachusetts with a Facebook group called Massachusetts Informed Parents. We've got legislation similar to California's that we've been fighting. But I went and ordered the curricula that our state Department of Education recommended, and that would be the type of curricula mandated that this legislation passed. I ordered it and went through it. And this is stuff that the state says is age appropriate and medically accurate, and that's lingo that they throw around. So stuff that is obviously, I don't know if it's appropriate ever, but it's certainly not appropriate for 12-year-olds. So we just hit hard with the specifics, and that really, one, raises the alarm for parents, and two, it equips them to go to their schools or go to the state house and say, look, this is what you're saying my kid needs to know. This is what you're saying is age appropriate and medically accurate. And it just puts the lie to the propaganda that groups like Planned Parenthood, and that's Planned Parenthood did the curricula that example came from, that they're pushing out here.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Andrew Beckwith, the executive director of the Massachusetts Family Institute. And I just want to thank Andrew. He has been watching the situation in California and then appropriately replicating it in Massachusetts. So I know your goal, Andrew, through this summit is to create and resource this for parents, right, so that they can combat what is going on in every other state with Planned Parenthood and these purveyors of this comprehensive sex education. So the good news is that this isn't just where you're going to hear a bunch of salacious, information about what's going on in these states, but that you can do something about it. That there are states that by parents, as you said, being informed and joining together in coalitions locally and on a statewide level where they've actually been able to alter and change some of the attempts to do that. So again, I want you to know that I just really appreciate Andrew's approach. When you talk about Mike Ferris, when you talk about, Dr. Ryan Anderson and, some of the speakers you've mentioned, these are folks that are on the forefront. These are balanced individuals. These are not, far right, fanatics or anything like that. They're parents like you. I mean, my goodness, Mike Ferris, in addition to Patrick Henry, was with the Homeschool Association for so many years. So, these are moms and dads. They care about their kids and they want to help other moms and dads. So if someone is interested in being able to participate in this virtual summit on August 12th, from 10 to 12, how can they do that, Andrew? How can they get the information to register or even just to find out,
Sure. Well, we're going to put it up on our website. So it'll be available there. I think if you go to the Heritage, they'll have it up probably on their website. We're just kind of getting things finalized now. So I'll make sure I send you the link as well. Hopefully you can post it on your social media, your website. So we're getting the word out, and we're very excited about people being able to join for this because, as you've seen, I'm sure, Carol, knowledge is power in these situations. And so one of our main goals is to just introduce all the fantastic resources like these public policy and education experts of Ryan Anderson, Sharon Slater from Family Watch International, Emily Cowan from the DeVos Center. It could be kind of overwhelming, but the goal is to introduce the materials, the agenda, and then make sure that people know where to find resources from, conservative experts that they can then use when they go to war with school committees or state legislatures that are trying to push this stuff. Because what I've seen is that, parents just get overwhelmed at all the lingo and the supposed research and everything that the other side uses to push back and to defend themselves. But when you can equip them with the actual research in science. I mean, the federal, even under the Obama administration, the research that they did on comprehensive sex education showed that it didn't really work. They didn't hear a lot about that because it runs counter to the narrative they wanted. But if you actually know where to find the right research, it demonstrates that this stuff is not supposedly evidence-based, and they'll use that lingo a lot, that exposing young children to graphic sexual material surprise doesn't actually reduce rates of sexual behavior. But most parents don't know that, don't even know where to look, don't even know the lingo. I mean, it's been a learning process for me. So that's what this summit is going to do, to introduce those resources. And then our goal is to have a space probably on the webpage where you can find all of it easily, and you'll know what you're looking for now, and really be able to go toe-to-toe with these supposed education experts in your local community and defend the purity of your children.
Andrew, what is your website? I know folks are going to want to go there. Is there costs associated with this? I assume you have to register because it is virtual, but just talk about that for a minute.
Sure. There's no cost. It's free. And you'll be able to find the link very soon on our website at mafamily.org, mafamily.org.
Massachusetts Family Institute. So that's mafamily.org. And Andrew, I want to thank you because I know that your desire, this is not just for organizations. This is not just for like maybe the experienced activists. And certainly you want them. And I know you're looking to work through our networks and that. And I know we are going to promote this and continue to promote and building hopefully a network like that here in Maine. But I just want to thank you for taking the initiative. I know that our network, the Family Policy Alliance, also has been involved in that. So again, that is a week from this Wednesday. So it'll be August 12th from 10 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That is the Protect Our Children in Education, and it is the Parental Children Coalition. And we just want you to know that it's not hopeless. It may be intimidating. And they may have the media on their side, and they may be very dishonest and biased in regard to, you know, the so-called data and scientific information. But I just want you to know the great confidence that we have in the resources that Andrew has brought together to make this happen. So, Andrew, if you could just give that website one more time so people can look for that. And
sure. So my website is mafamily.org, mafamily.org. And the website for the event registration itself is events.heritage.org/protecting children, one word. So events.heritage.org/protecting children. But we'll have the link on mafamily.org shortly, and we'll make sure you can find a way to get to us. Look forward to having you.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to Faith Matters in Maine. Go to our website, cclmaine.org, and we will talk to you again next week.
At the Christian Civic League of Maine, our vision is a state and nation where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. If you'd like more information on today's discussion, or you'd like to find out how you can be more involved in your community, visit cclmaine.org or call 207-622-7634. Faith Matters in Maine is provided by the Christian Civic League of Maine and doesn't necessarily represent the views of this station. Please join us again next week at this same time for Faith Matters in Maine.